I was a little scared coming into the business because a lot of people told me, you know, you won't make any money for the first 6 months. So I prepared myself for that fact. And I prepared my husband for that fact. And, you know, I had savings and I opened a new line of credit and I just thought, okay, well, here we go. It's an investment. You know, if I'm not making any money within 6 months, then I'm going to rethink this at the end of that 6 months. But I'm giving myself 6 months to succeed. To get a listing to, you know, and of course I got my first listing in my first week and I was like, oh, I don't have to wait 6 months. Look at that. That's so, awesome. You know, if you believe you can achieve, you don't have to just listen to what people tell you because the people who don't sell aren't selling. I don't need to listen to their failures.
You're listening to Content Smarts Radio, the weekly broadcast that delivers smart marketing advice and strategies to help real estate agents and brokers succeed. In each episode, get a 30-minute dose of inspiration from authors, experts, and real estate pros who are making it happen. To lead the way, here's your host, lead generation and conversion expert, Ricardo Bueno.
Hey everyone, Ricardo Bueno here, and today I'm joined by April Cass, a newly licensed real estate agent with the Dave Knight Real Estate Team in Pasadena. April, for those of us who don't know you, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Well, I'm April Cass, as you mentioned. I'm a listing specialist with the Dave Knight team at Keller Williams Pasadena right on Lake, and I am newly licensed. I just got my license I believe February 17th is the date on the license, and I started with Dave part-time February 20th of the year and full-time around the beginning of March. And I've been around the industry for quite some time, working at La Rocca Home Inspections as their marketing director for 12 years, so I'm pretty familiar with organized real estate, you know, sitting on committees and so forth at some of the local real estate organizations, associations, but this is my first foray on the side where I'm actually a real estate agent.
You're no stranger to real estate. I imagine you've interacted with a lot of agents at the inspections.
And yeah, I'm certainly not a stranger to real estate. Like I said, I've been sitting on committees for the Pasadena Foothills Association, the Arcadia Association, the West San Gabriel Valley Association, the Beverly Hills Greater Los Angeles Association, the Malibu Association, Southland Regional Association of Realtors for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years at this point. You know, working in local government relations, heading up some of the YPN committees. I've been recognized as affiliate of the year at a few of those organizations. So, you know, I've been around organized real estate. I've taught many classes on real estate, on some of the contracts that we use, like the transfer disclosure statement and the AVID form that we use pretty regularly in the business on the real estate side. But I'm just, you know, I've been pretty comfortable with those forms for some time before actually having to use them as a real estate agent.
Associations you're not a part of.
Yeah, I know. I've been a part of a lot of associations over the years because at La Rocca, you know, when you're an affiliate, you're working in multiple areas a lot of the time. And La Rocca is not like a franchised company, like some of the other, like NHD companies or something. You have a smaller, what do you want to call it? Area that you work, you know, you might just work Pasadena and Glendale or just work Burbank and the San Fernando Valley or something like that. Right. Whereas I was our marketing director, and so I was really responsible for our entire coverage area, which was all of LA County and then some of the areas surrounding it.
That's awesome. So yeah. Given you got licensed in February, you started full, you started part-time with the Dave Knight team, and you went full-time not too long ago. You've had some really early wins.
Yeah.
So tell us what your goals are and kind of how you position yourself for success so early on. I think a lot of newbie agents can get overwhelmed with, you know, the process of starting a business, of being in business, of doing research to build a business. And you literally just hit the ground running. And that's what I like about you.
Well, thanks. It's been it's interesting because I don't think I did anything magical or outside of the box, but you know, as you mentioned, I've had some early wins. I've signed 5 listings, and I've not quite been 3 months full time in the business yet. And I know that a lot of agents that are new in the business would love to have had that kind of success. And really, you know, I think a huge part of it is due to the fact that the company that I chose to work with and the team that I chose to work with, or that you know, I had the opportunity to work with, I guess I should say, the mentorship is wonderful. You know, I have people who are standing behind me, cheering me on, showing me, you know, what to do, putting items on my to-do list so that I just start checking them off. And, you know, Dave Knight is my mentor there, and obviously his team is the one that I'm a part of. Dave is a listing specialist, and originally I started talking to him about being his lead buyer specialist, and this was quite a while back, and he ended up hiring someone because I wasn't licensed yet, and we were just kind of chatting about it. And although he could have hired me as a buyer specialist still, he decided after you know, us chatting and evaluating what my strengths and weaknesses were, that he just thought I would do better as a listing agent. And so I'm the only other listing agent on his team, and I get a lot of tutelage from him on how he gets listings. I mean, he's a very successful agent, and so just having him there sort of holding my hand and showing me the ropes has been huge. Also, you know, Keller Williams in itself, I was a little apprehensive to join Keller Williams, to be honest with you, because I've been in the business for a lot of years, and I always felt like, you know, the reputation of Keller Williams wasn't that great in the real estate community with other real estate agents. And there was always this talk about drinking the Kool-Aid. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I was kind of like, oh, do I really want to? But I really wanted to be on Dave's team, and I didn't want to let the opportunity pass me by.
Right.
And so, and of course, you know, you could say I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm not quite as hyped up as some of the people that I know at Keller Williams, but I am really impressed by their training program. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal how much help and mentorship there is. Every Friday I take a class there at Keller Williams that's specific to some part of real estate. My favorite 2 classes thus far were, we had a 4-week long class where, you know, every Friday for 4 weeks we studied listing presentations, and we had, you know, one of the top listing agents in our office that would came in and showed us what his listing presentation was like. You know, I chatted obviously with Dave about his listing presentation. What kind of scripts do you use? What do you talk about on listings? What's important to the people that
you
list
with? Listing appointments too.
I do, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he comes with me on my listing appointments, not every single one, but he's come with me on a number of them, which is great because I get to see how he handles, you know, the client, the potential client, and objections they might have, and, you know, how he overcomes those objections. And sitting in this class too was really wonderful because I was going on one of my first listing appointments while I was doing this 4-week long class, and so we had to do a listing presentation in the class at Keller Williams, and I really got to, you know, sort of work on and present in front of people. And I used that listing appointment I had scheduled and pulled up their CMA, you know, and really went over it so that when I went on the listing appointment, I had already delivered the basic pitch a couple of times, you know, practicing it and then doing it in front of the class and then getting
constructive criticism.
Exactly. So it was really helpful in that regard. So that was one of my favorite classes we did. And then we also had a class that was specifically on prospecting for sale by owners and expireds.
Right.
And actually, Dave was the one that taught that class to all of us that are newer in the company. And it's just one of my least favorite things to do is pick up the phone and call someone who doesn't necessarily want to talk to me. But I'll say that it is a huge win when, you know, maybe you've talked to 10 people who are just like, please leave me alone. And then you get that one person who wants to chat with you and who's willing to, you know, they might be a little apprehensive at first, but you get to win them over with your questions, with the personality or whatever it is that sort of gets them to stay on the phone with you. And they actually chat with you and are willing to let you come meet with them, you know, and that's a pretty amazing feeling to have.
It's always a sense of accomplishment for sure. You have to go through so much rejection, but when you get that yes, it's a big win.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the last property that I listed was right in Eagle Rock, and it's my first over $1 million listing. It's a 1.1 listing, and these people, you know, I had never met them. It was a lead that I had gotten through Dave. And, you know, he was just sort of like, well, contact them and see if you can set up an appointment, you know?
Right.
And so we knew that they were thinking of selling. And when I talked to them, they were sort of like, we're not ready just yet. You know, could you call us in June or whatever? And I told Dave, this is my next listing. I know it. And I'm going to set it up for May, even though they're not ready, because if they want to put it on the market in June, you know, we should just get it going now.
Right.
And so, I called them and I said that, and she's like, oh, she's really embarrassed about the house. It's not ready. It's still under construction, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, don't worry. I'm not there to judge your house. I said, but I really want to sit down and talk to you about it and come up with a strategy. So, you know, we're ready to list it when it's time. And you always wonder how many other agents are talking to these people.
Right.
So my first thought was just get in now. If they're telling people June, go in May, you know? So I did. I talked them into it. We went out. We saw the house. And Dave gave me, you know, I prepared for it because I thought, this is my next listing. I know it is. I know it is. I knew it in the back of my head. They're going to sign those papers if I just put the right information in front of them and they're ready, you know, and they feel like confident in me. And I'm confident in me. And so Dave gave me a little script. He said, use the if-then script. And I was like, if-then, what does that even mean? He said, well, if blank, then blank. And you just fill in the blanks. So at the end of the appointment, we had gone over everything. We had connected. We had really good rapport. I felt like we were just, you know, chatting and having a great time.
You're hitting it off.
Yeah, we were really hitting it off, and I knew. And so I had already asked them, you know, do you feel confident that we can sell your home? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, then if you want to put the property on the market in June, then we should start the paperwork now. And they were like, okay, great. So what do we do now? And, you know, and then we did the papers. That was my if then, the first one I ever used. And I left there like just so excited that
that's awesome.
It had worked, and that I got to leave there not just with a hope and a promise, but with an actual listing agreement signed.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
So this is an interesting part, and I think this is where some people might overthink it a bit too much. Hearing you tell me about how you went on this appointment, it sounds like you did it like you go on any other listing appointment. You just do it. And a lot of people will waste time or get stuck on, you know, how do I build a better presentation? Or it's a $1 million property. I need a luxury presentation template. And they get stuck on overthinking those parts.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, you're obviously working with somebody who's very disciplined and very structured in his process.
Yeah, he is.
So did you ever get stuck in that mindset, or did working in that environment really help you?
I think the environment helped me because I've never overthought anything. And, you know, you and I were talking the other day, and I told you one of the girls in my office, who's our lead buyer specialist, Stephanie Mora, who's doing really well as well, you know, early on in her career. She told me some advice she heard from someone, and I don't remember who she heard it from, but it was just, some will, some won't, who cares? She's like, you can't get stuck on the guy who doesn't, you know, list the property with you. So when I go on an appointment, as much as like I'd love to sign every single listing, and I feel pretty confident when I go out that I can sell the property, I'm not going to dwell, and it's a really bad place to get in because I've had those moments where I'm feeling really down and I'm not in the right mindset. It's just a bad place to get into wondering why someone didn't sign with me, you know? I mean, just take it. yeah, analyze it for what you could have done better and try to implement that the next time, but don't dwell on it. Just realize there's five more people that want to sell their property today. Go find them.
Right.
Go find one of them. Go talk to them. Set up your next appointment. Where's your next listing? You know, don't dwell on the fact that, you know, not every single person is going to list with you, because they're not.
To maybe dwell on, or to not dwell, but think about how you could have handled an objection better.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing that, on my, especially if I go with Dave, it's great because he can give me feedback.
Right.
And I can tell him, here's what I thought my strengths were. Here's what I thought my weaknesses were. You know, how could I have better handled this objection? You know?
Right.
One of the biggest objections for me that's tough to handle is people who want more time.
How you know, mean? More time.
We're not ready.
Oh, okay.
We're not ready to list the property. You know, and yeah, I mean, we can hold it off the MLS until July or whatever we want to do. But sometimes it's just they're not ready to list the property, and I have a hard time with that objection because.
Yeah.
I kind of am like, well, okay, I understand. You're not ready yet. So, you know, he's really funny. And he'll do these little things where I almost feel he gets away with it. I don't know if I would. He said to clients, like, okay, you need a minute to think about it. I can, you know, we'll step outside. We can make some phone calls. We've got some things to do. You guys go ahead and think about it, talk it over. And then we'll come back. In 10 minutes, 20 minutes, instead of like, they're like, we need some time to think about it. Call me next week, you know.
That's awesome.
But he gets away with it because it just doesn't sound, he means it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he's really successful. So I listen to his input, you know, and I just try to, use as many of the tools he gives me and inject my own personality and strengths into it, you know, because we all have our own strengths and weaknesses. And
we'll have
I connect really
well
with people. I just happen to have one of those personalities that I love people and I love talking to them. And, you know, I feel like you work with people you like and people tend to like me, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think I told you this yesterday. You're a natural rapport builder. People relate to you really easy.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. And it worked that way in my old business as well. And the truth is because I really like people.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I actually genuinely enjoy getting to know people. And that
comes across big time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a good business for me to be in because I love it. And I love, you know, I enjoy helping people, literally helping people. I love it when we finish the paperwork. I love getting to call the client and telling them, you know, escrow closed or we have an offer or, you know, I just genuinely take such great joy in it. And I'll tell you one other thing. When I was working on the other side of the business, I met a lot of real estate agents. And I met some really good agents and I met some really not so good agents. And I met people who I thought weren't really their heart wasn't in the right place when it came to their clients. And somebody told me something. One of the women that I worked with at the Southland Regional Association of Realtors, and we were on the Government Affairs Committee together, and she said, you have to put the client before the commission. And this was before I was even in the business, but I thought, yeah, so many people just run over their clients chasing after a couple dollar signs, and that's not number one going to win you long term business, and number two, you know, it's just not ethical. And or I don't know, I guess ethics is an interesting word. You could do things sort of on the up and up, but not have your client's best interests at heart. But morally, it doesn't feel right, and it doesn't sit right with me. And I feel like on our team, and one of the reasons why I wanted to work with the people on this team. So I told Dave in our first meeting, I'm just not as money motivated as a lot of people in this business, and I don't know if I'm going to succeed. And he told me basically that. He's like, April, you know, I wouldn't want to hire you if your only motivation was money, because you'd run over people in the process.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the people on my team, you know, we have Stephanie Mora, Dave Knight, and then, well, Jessica Castro is our operations manager, and Jeff Vanderpool, who does... he works with clients and as well does some of the administrative functions now and helping us take each listing and buyer from contract to close. But they're just some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And we really are such a close-knit crew, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I think we all sort of have the same values in place, and it's really nice to feel like you're working with people that if you refer someone to them, they're going to take care of that person. Because I don't work with buyers, and I've referred a ton of my friends to Stephanie, you know, real, like, close friends of mine.
So I want to ask you a question that I think will help other agents who are maybe new to the business and trying to figure out where they want to place their license.
Okay.
Dave seems like he runs a very structured team. So you mentioned that, you know, he won't just hire everybody and anybody, and he's going to keep hiring. He's not the type of team leader or broker who's just hiring everybody off the street to grow the team.
Right. And no, he's got a waiting list right now, actually. He doesn't want to add anyone at the moment, but.
But you do have those people. You have those people, sure, who will hire just anyone and everyone to grow, you know, a massive team. But then what happens is you don't get that support.
Yeah.
So was that big for you, like, going in, knowing that you needed that support or knowing that you needed that mentorship? Or is that something that naturally happened through just a relationship that you started cultivating?
Well, I had a relationship with Dave prior to joining his team. I had met him through the Pasadena Foothills Association of Realtors. And I had seen him speak. Actually, I was moderating a panel, and he was one of the panelists. And it was a top producers panel. And I was really impressed by him, because one of the questions we asked had to do with how they structured their day. You know, how do you structure your day? And there were four panelists, and they all answered the question differently. And Dave was the last one. So they didn't get to hear him first and realize, you know, not that there's any wrong or right way to structure your day. These were all top producing agents, but his day was structured. And I was really taken by the fact that he had it mapped out and time blocked. And, like, I prospect from so-and-so time to so-and-so time. I, you know, during the afternoons, I take appointments at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Then, you know, I've got an hour of time where I do busy work. I like to spend time with my family. So generally after 5 o'clock, I'm off the clock, you know. I was just really like, wow, you know, not only is he structured, but he balances his family life with, you know, still being able to produce really amazing results. So
right.
You know, when he called me, I already had thought of him in extremely high regard, and we had met, you know, talked on multiple occasions, and I just thought, wow, I really want to be a part of this. I did give some thought to, do I want to be on a team? Because, you know, being on a team, you're splitting your commission. So it's, you know, I make less money on every property I sell than I would if I was doing it on my own.
Yeah.
So I gave it some pretty serious thought. But at the end of the day, I'm really glad I chose to be on this team, because I can tell you that there's no possible way that I would have had the results that I've had without the mentorship that I've had and some of the leads that I've gotten from Dave. You know, two of my listings have been through my own sphere. Three of my listings have been through, you know, leads that I've gotten or generated through Dave's help. So, you know, that's huge, obviously, and not everyone has that.
And I think something else I should point out, it's not you didn't go out and spend $10,000 on a custom website and all these custom tools to get the results that you got.
No, I've done nothing in that regard. The investment I've made, aside from, obviously, you know, you have to make a little investment when, right, you get your license and joining, right, your real estate association and all the fees that have to do with brokerage and all that.
Right.
Although, you know, I've been relatively lucky in that regard, because Dave covers some of the costs for me, which is why, you know, I have to split my commission with him. But at the end of the day, the biggest investment I've made is my time. And the best advice I could give to anybody, and the best advice Dave gave to me, was prospect every day. That's it.
No matter what.
No matter what, you know, or 5 days a week, whatever days you're working, you pick up the phones or you get out and you door knock or you, whatever it is, my goal every day is to contact 20 people, and I, and, you know, I take pride in always making the numbers, you know, because, and what he told me too, when I was having a little lull there where I wasn't setting up as many appointments and I wasn't getting as many listings. I had taken a vacation for 2 weeks to Hawaii, came back and, you know, things were just, my momentum was gone and I was in a mindset that wasn't very good because of that fact, you know, and because
you felt down because you lost momentum.
And I had a little rejection. I had rejection from a friend who didn't list with me and from another, you know, listing appointment I had gone on that didn't pan out and they ended up using someone else and stuff, you know, that all happened during the time I was gone. And I thought, oh man, had I been here, had I been in touch with those people, what would I have lost those listings? I don't know, you know. So I was feeling rejected, dejected, and in a bad mindset. And Dave and I met, and I told him, I'm just really depressed. Like I'm down. I'm crying every day, which is crazy. I'm not a crier. I've never felt depressed in my life, and I feel really in a bad place right now. And he said, April, you know, just focus on the repetition and not the results. Stop focusing on the results and start focusing on making 20 contacts every day. How many contacts did you make today? And I don't remember how many I had made, but let's say it was 8. He said, okay, well, tomorrow, 20. And I said, okay, check with me tomorrow and make sure I got 20. Keep me accountable.
And that really, that really is the hard part, though. That really is the hard part.
It is. And doing it every day and, you know, realizing like, well, I get more contacts when I call FSBOs, which I don't love calling, but, you know, it gets me out of my comfort zone. And what is something Dave told me? He said, if you want different results, then you got to do something different. You know, right. Don't do the same thing. If you want different results, so it's like, okay, well, I want to start listing these for sale by owners. I was listening to a Jackie Kravitz tape, and she's a coach, and she says she's huge in for sale by owners. Like, that's a big part of how she makes her living, and she's listed tons and tons of these things, and people listen to her because of that. She goes, how many other people could you call, and every single one of them wants to sell their home? What other, you know, prospects out there?
Right.
You know, you pick up the phone and dial, and every single one of them is trying to sell their home. Like, that's a huge pool of possible people for you to prospect. You just have to get good at doing it. So, you know, I keep doing it every day. I get on my phone, and 10 out of my 20 contacts are for sale by owners.
So how do you stay? We talked about self-discipline and motivation. And it sounds like you're getting a lot of that discipline and accountability from the team that you have around you.
Yeah.
And some of the motivation too, but how do you self-motivate?
That's a good question. So I've been really actually actively working on that because I think it's huge in our business. I used to think it was hilarious. I'd see these people posting on Facebook, you know, certain agents, like 5 or 6, you know, inspirational quotes at one time. And I realize now why they do it. I'm one of them. So I get up in the morning and I've made a list of affirmations, and I try to use the affirmations and say, I am confident, I am successful, I can list a home, you know, I say them, I try to say them out loud, and, you know, sometimes I say them in the mirror. It's really odd, but it sets you up for a positive mindset. It puts you in a place where you're saying, I am and I can, and, you know, those thoughts turn into actions and turn into results. So you kind of have to have the thoughts and put them out into the universe. And I also start every day now with gratitude. So I've been keeping a gratitude journal. Day 22 for me of keeping a gratitude journal today. So about 3 weeks. And I write 3 things I'm grateful for. And I start the day off with gratitude. And that's a, you know, positive thing. It's a positive mindset. It puts me in a positive place. And now the newest thing that I do every morning after my gratitude journal is I have a Skype partner, and we Skype each other and we work on our scripts. That's so awesome. we roll we role play, like, and lately I've been role playing for sale by owners, but like this morning I'm planning on going door knocking this afternoon. So I role played a door knocking script, you know, we're going to have an open house around here, and how to, get better contacts when I door knock, because I could connect with somebody, but did I get a lead from them? Did I find out if they're planning on selling their home, or if they know anyone who wants to buy or sell in the area? So I worked on that script this morning, and I think that is extremely helpful, because it puts you in the right place for prospecting.
Puts you in the right mindset, in the right.
Yeah. And you feel confident when you get on the phones, because you've just run it over, and you've been running it over with someone who is helpful, is constructive, is there for a helpful reason. So you don't feel rejected, you know, which if you're working it out on the phone and you hit some rejection, it can really mess up your mindset, you know.
The accountability partner, is it somebody on your team that you go over the scripts with? Because that's really smart. That's a very...
Yeah, our buyer's agent, Stephanie, and I, we've just started making this a date. We had done it a couple times before where, you know, here and there we would run scripts together. And I've done it with Jeff on our team as well. But we decided this is going to be a daily thing. 30 minutes a day. It's not a lot of time. We set it aside to rehearse our script.
Very small percentage of our day.
Yeah. Very small percentage. Right in the morning. We do it on Skype. We can be in our pajamas if we want. Nobody cares. we just
do the work.
Yeah. We just put in the time and that's it, and rehearse. And it's been extremely helpful. In fact, she was telling me our first day rehearsing that we had rehearsed some objections. She works with buyers, and she hears certain objections over and over again. So she'll ask Dave, like, God, you know, I get this objection all the time. How do you handle it? Record his answer. And then she'll start rehearsing his answer, so she internalizes how he says it, you know, the tones in his voice even. I mean, small things that you don't really put a lot of attention on. And then she'll rehearse it with me, and I'll give her the objection. And I'll give her the objection. She'll repeat it back to me. She'll repeat the objection handler back to me. I'll give her the objection again. She'll do it again. Or give it again. She'll do it again, you know, maybe a dozen times with the same objection, so she feels extremely comfortable. And she told me that we had just been working on a specific objection handler, which was, you know, I think, was it the one about meeting with a lot of agents or other agents? Oh, no. It had to do, I think, with not having time to come to the office and meet with her. And she wants to set up buyer consultations. And the objection handler had something to do, and I don't remember because it's not one that I'm working on, but it had something to do with, you know, actually saving yourself time in the long run. You know, as opposed to looking at a whole bunch of properties that don't really suit your needs and wasting 5 or 10 hours, you know, you come, we sit down for 20 minutes and we really map out what it is that you need and want so that we, you know, we're not wasting your time.
Right.
And anyway, she ended up setting a buyer consultation on like one of her calls that morning, right after we had gotten off the phone. And she was so excited about it. She said, I used this objection handler and it worked.
That's awesome.
It feels so great to get to put into action the things you're working on, you know.
It really actually makes you feel even better.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like the if-then script.
Right, right.
Oh, gosh. When I left there, I was like, did you hear my if-then?
It's like, damn, that really works.
Worked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so what are your long-term plans in the business? You've had some early wins. You're with a team that's giving you the right structure, discipline to really set a proper foundation for success.
Yeah, I have actually just started thinking about my long-term goals, and I'm planning on doing a vision board, not this coming weekend, but next weekend, that has a little bit more in regards to yearly, 3-year, and 5-year.
Right.
So I don't have that all mapped out yet, but I'll tell you that my first goal, well, I've been checking off some of the goals. My most recent goal is to get a 6th listing in 3 months full time, which means I have very little time. So I've got to get a listing within the next week in order to achieve that goal. It would be 2 listings a month, you know, which is a very respectable number for a new agent. And my goal for my first year is 20 listings. That's the volume I want to make. My financial goal for my first year was just to break 100K. So, you know, that I think I was a little scared coming into the business because a lot of people told me, you know, you won't make any money for the first 6 months. So I prepared myself for that.
Right.
Fact. And I prepared my husband for that fact. And, you know, I had savings and I opened a new line of credit and I just thought, okay, well, here we go. It's an investment. You know, if I'm not making any money within 6 months, then I'm going to rethink this at the end of that 6 months. But I'm giving myself 6 months to succeed, to get a listing to, you know, and of course I got my first listing in my first week and I was like, oh, I don't have to wait 6 months. Look at that.
That's awesome.
You know, if you believe you can achieve, you don't have to just listen to what people tell you, because the people who don't sell aren't selling. I don't need to listen to their failures and make them my own failures. I listened to Dave, who told me 20 houses in a year, that's a totally workable and achievable goal. And I believed him.
That's good.
And I took his belief in me and I made it my own belief in me, and I'm working on getting there. So that's my first, those are my first, you know, to get that next listing within the next week, and then also to achieve 20 listings my first year. And obviously, like, my, you know, it's learning the business as I go. It's taking all of the classes. And I do know a lot about the business already, but I'm learning it from a different angle. And so there are just so many, you know, disclosures I've read through just to, so I really make sure that I understand the paperwork that my clients are signing and I can answer their questions. And that, you know, I understand it, because I think that's important. Yeah, and becoming a little bit more active in the community, in the real estate community, as I have been, but now as a real estate agent, you know, I'm sitting on the local government relations committee at Pasadena Foothills Association, and also I'm still on their YPN committee, and so Young Professionals Network.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just keeping that activity going, and because I think it's important to take an active role in your industry. I've always felt that way. And so just trying to, you know, balance, find that life balance where I get to do all of the things that I want to do and still achieve my goals. And so keeping time blocking and keeping to a schedule is a really big deal when it comes to that.
Well, you're doing a lot of all of the right things. So I don't doubt you'll get to 20 at the end of the year.
Thanks. I don't doubt it either.
Well, where can we learn more about you and Dave and the team?
Well, DaveKnightRealEstate.com. You can learn about us there. You can connect with me on Facebook. I think I'm the only April Cass out there.
Ha, awesome.
So, yeah, there aren't, it's not a very, it's K-A-S-S. Find me on Facebook. You'll know it's me. It says I work at Keller Williams, and I wear glasses, and usually I have a flower in my hair. So you can find me there. Connect with me, and I'd love to connect with anyone who's in the business that wants to network or has questions or what have you.
Awesome. April, thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Yeah, thanks for interviewing me. It was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Content Smarts Pro, a training and networking community for real estate professionals designed to accelerate your skills and success at converting online leads into commission dollars. Learn more at contentsmarts.co.